You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is issuing a stern warning to Russia that any use of a tactical nuclear weapon would be a severe error.
I spent a lot of time today talking about that. Let me just say, Russia would be making an incredibly serious mistake if we were to use a tactical nuclear weapon. I'm not guaranteeing you that it's a false flag operation yet. Don't know. But it would be a serious, serious mistake.
Russian authorities have repeatedly alleged that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb in a false flag attack and blame it on Moscow. At a closed-door United Nations Security Council meeting, Russia raised concerns about alleged preparations by Kyiv. Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, says Ukraine is trying to bait NATO.
Ukraine has the capacity, Ukraine has all the reasons to do so, because we know that Zelensky regime wants to avoid, first of all, defeat. Secondly, wants to involve NATO for direct clash with Russia, which is very dangerous, but which will be profitable for Zelensky regime to remain in power. Those who wanted to understand that the threat is serious, they had all the possibilities to understand it. Those who want to reject it as Russian propaganda, they will do it anyway.
Ukraine has dismissed Moscow's claims as an attempt to detract attention from what Ukraine alleges are the Kremlin's own plans to detonate a dirty bomb, which uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says that persistent Russian accusations about Kyiv's strategy to detonate a dirty bomb made it look as though Moscow itself planned to blame Ukraine.
What is even more concerning is the persistence with which Russian officials pursue this false story. This makes us worried that Russia might itself be preparing to commit a crime which it tries to cover in advance by spreading this disinformation. We work actively with partners not only to counter Russian lies, but also to avert any possible Russian false flag operations.
Mr. Kuleba says Ukraine has never had any plans to develop a dirty bomb.
Russia's latest disinformation campaign accusing Ukraine of preparing to use a dirty bomb. I will say it again. This is a lie. Ukraine is a dedicated and responsible member of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. We have never had, do not have, and do not plan to develop any dirty bombs. We gave up nuclear weapons in 1994 and do not plan to acquire any.
U.S. Defense Department spokesman Patrick Ryder says Russia has given notice that it will hold a military drill, as it does every year. The drills are expected to include test launches of ballistic missiles.
Yes, the U.S. was notified, and as we've highlighted before, this is a routine annual exercise by Russia. And so in this regard, Russia is complying with its arms control obligations and its transparency commitments to make those notifications. And so that is something that we will continue to keep an eye on. But beyond that, I'm not going to have any further information to provide at this time, Phil.
On the dirty bomb threat, Mr. Ryder says Russia's allegations that Ukraine is building one are not true.
I will say that, again, from a U.S. standpoint, the allegations that Ukraine is building a dirty bomb are false. We have not seen at this time, though, any indication that Russia has made a decision or intends to employ nuclear weapons or a dirty bomb. But again, it's something that we'll continue to watch closely.
This comes as the general staff of the armed forces of Ukraine reported several Russian strikes on Ukraine. Spokesman Alexander Stupin accuses Russia of continuing to attack Ukraine's civilian population.
The enemy is shelling the positions of our troops along the contact line, carrying out fortification work of the area in certain directions and conducting aerial reconnaissance, violating the norms of international humanitarian law, the laws and customs of war. They continue to target critical infrastructure and the homes of the civilian population. During the current day, the enemy launched 3 missile and 11 air strikes, carried out more than 25 attacks from multiple launch rocket systems.
обстрілів з реактивних систем залпового вогню.
The war in Ukraine is now in its ninth month with no sign of any let-up or a peace deal on the horizon. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.